Some years ago, some many years ago. Actually, no, it was yesterday. No, it was in 1990. I wrote a book called Back to the Family. In the Back to the Family book, we interviewed strong families from around the country, nominated by National State Teachers of the Year as the best families and kids they'd ever seen. We went around the country and we picked the brains of these folks. We interviewed them. We asked them, what works for you, what doesn't? Give us your philosophy, your methods, your ideas, your frustrations, your guilt, your worries, your fears. We want to pick your brains, share it with other people. Where we could, we interviewed the children. And we asked various questions of the children about their parents. One of the questions was, what do your parents do that bothers you, irritates you the most? One of the top responses was lectures. Yipper, lectures. Now, keep in mind, these were strong, competent families. So we weren't going to hear things like, I hate it when the cops come here during the day. Oh, it's when my mom throws a frying pan at the wall when she's mad. I hate that. No. These are families that are real stable. So the kids said, and didn't like it when the parents went on and on and on and on. And on and on. By the way, those of you who do have trouble with lectures, I am beginning a nationwide sensitivity support group for you. Yes, yes. I'm calling it On and On Anon. Gone too fast for you. I learned lectures and their futility many, many, many years ago, personally. I came home one day. My wife was not happy. It was something that had gone on with my eldest child. I, being a trained psychologist, am acutely aware of when a woman is not happy. Some of you amateur males out there aren't as good at picking up on this as a guy like me is. Don't try to model yourself after me. I'm a trained professional. When I pulled in the driveway and she was meeting me halfway down the driveway, holding the child in her hand, I do not like them in my hair. I do not like them anywhere. I do not like them in my house. I do not like them with a mouse. I do not like them, Ray, I am. I'm going crazy. Yes, I am. I knew. I picked up on it. Subtleties that others, not so educated as me, would miss. I picked up on it. I said, tough day, honey? Can I go out and get you a milkshake like I just had? Always wanting to share. I said, where's Andrew? At that time, Andrew was about 5 or 6. She said, he's in bed. He's in bed? Why? Oh, I caught him in a lie. Now, gentlemen, if you're listening to this and you want your wives to feel endearing toward you, here's a good way to do it. After they have labored in the domestic trenches all day long, you come home, imply that you're here now and you'll handle it right. Imply that they stumbled their way through the day, barely limping along in this parenting journey, but the guru's here now, and I'll undo your damage and I'll take care of it. So I said, honey, where is he? I'll have a little talk with him. You know, just to kind of make sure that he's handled correctly. He was upstairs, laying in his top bunk. I went up. I said, Andrew, Mom says you lied. I don't remember. Ma, Andrew, if Mom said you lied, you lied. Now, I'm only going to ask you once. Did you lie? I still don't remember. But if Mom said I did, there's probably a pretty good chance I did. Now, that's a pretty weasel response, you know? The kid's trying to lie without lying. He needs a talking to from his father. He needs to hear how important being trustworthy is. So I said, Andrew, I want to talk to you, son. His eyes locked onto mine. my eyes locked onto his. For 8 straight minutes, oh, was I good. What a speech. I talked about how important it is that your word means something. Trustworthiness. If you lose it, it's so hard to gain back. I talked about my own childhood and how my father was so disappointed in me the time I lied to him. Oh, 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 oh. I even pulled a nose hair that made my eyes water, so that was a nice little touch. You know, not blubbery, just a little bit of rim moisture there. Oh, our souls touched. Our hearts linked. This was going to be a moment in his childhood that 30 years, 35 years hence, he'd be sitting around the Thanksgiving dinner table saying, "Father, I've never shared this with anyone. I've talked about it on national TV and ways to help you be a great dad, but do you remember that time I was 6 years old and we talked? That was a moment that changed my life, Dad. I turned outward away from my selfish sin nature and I began to reach toward others, and I never lied after that." Yeah, that's the speech I was going to get. At the end of my 8 minutes, seeking closure, I said, "Andrew, you have anything you want to say, son?" "Yes, Dad, I do." Go ahead, son. "Dad, how come if my one eye looks at the ceiling, my other eye can't look at the floor? Somewhere in my mini speech, I lost that, boy. I think, I can't prove it, but I think it was when I said, 'Andrew, I want to talk to you, son.' Why are lectures so futile? Because we go on and on. And the kids get that look on their face. Tape number 105. When I was your age, I walked to school 18 miles uphill both ways in a foot of nuclear waste, carrying my brother on my back, and I was so grateful for what little I had. Beating off dinosaurs with a club along the way, eating roots and berries, because we had no food. We split a cornflake with 9 brothers and sisters, and we were grateful, and that was on the holidays. Lectures are a classic example of the law of diminishing returns. The more you talk, the less you're heard. The more words you pile on, the less impact the words have. Say what you have to say. Make it quick. Make your point. Any more than that's usually for your ears, not for the kids' ears. If you want to go on for a minute or two or three, just because you want to stay in practice, go ahead. But you start getting up around 20, 30, 40-minute lectures. Oh, my. They'll just stare at you. They'll just look at you. They'll do like some of you people do on this program when I go on and on. You think to yourself, come on, man. Come on. Get to my question.